Hi, Marty Lurie here, Giants Baseball. Coming up, Tim Flannery. April 15th, a special day for me. I was in Brooklyn. I saw him play, but it's Jackie Robinson Day.
Well, it's something that everybody should be educated on, every player should be educated on, and something that should be celebrated. He changed the culture of the game. He changed the civil rights. He changed what shouldn't be normal. And he took a lot of grief and took a lot of courage to be able to do it, and it's a great day to honor him.
Wearing number 42, you got to wear number 42. You did it.
It's really cool. It really is when you see everybody wear it. And when you're in the clubhouse getting dressed, to hear all the players, have all the ones that understand what he did, they usually all have a story about his influence on them, and that's pretty empowering.
You know, the funny thing is, it's not just African-Americans, but he opened the door to Dominican players, Cuban players, Venezuelan players, and, of course, Asian players.
Absolutely. That's so true. And again, it's a conversation piece when you're talking about civil rights in real life, to know what he did and the impact he had on so many lives. And let's honor him. Honor him in a great way.
All right, Flan, thanks so much as always.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, Marty Lurie here as we get ready to baseball, and it's Jackie Robinson Day. Manny Machado is with us. A very special man, Jackie Robinson. He opened the door for so many. Great ball player. Get your thoughts about April 15th.
That's a special day. It's a special day, not for us, for us players, but for around the league, for around the world. Jackie was a big key to a lot of Latin players, a lot of African American players. Yeah. For us to be playing here. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here right now. And he's the type of person we look up to. I get chills just talking about him, just because it's just the type of person he was. Not only on the baseball field, but outside of the community, what he did for other people and how he impacted our lives. Really grows on us. And those are just it's one of these special days that we get to actually celebrate it for someone who actually cared for a lot of people, cared for the game. And it's just one of those great days.
Yeah, very nice. Well said. Plus, you get to wear 42. How about that?
That's the one. That's the best thing about it. It's one of those numbers, you always see it everywhere, yeah, around the league in every stadium. But you can never wear. You never see it on the field. So yeah, it was one of those times that you just look around the field and you look around and you just see 42 everywhere on our side, on the other opponent's side, and it kind of hits you like how much of a person, how great of a person, how great of a baseball player he was, how big of an impact he is to this game that everyone across the league is wearing number 42, which is pretty awesome.
Yeah, well, beautifully said. Ossie Virgil, the first player from the Dominican Republic. Felipe was next. And Minnie Minoso, a Cuban player. And so what Jackie did wasn't just for African-Americans, but it was for all people all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, for everyone, which that's the biggest thing. I mean, they always talk about, I think that's why people really appreciate it, just because, it goes further than baseball. It goes further than things across the world. That if it wasn't for him, nobody from Cuba, Dominican, Puerto Rico, Venezuela, Japan, even Japan, if it wasn't for him, none of this would be possible. And look how the game has changed. That there's so many different nationalities out there, and it's all because of the number 42 that we're gonna wear on Monday.
Boy, you're very good, a Miami guy. I like this. Miami guys know what they're talking about. Cool, very good.
A little bit.
Very good. All right, Manny, thanks so much.
No problem, thank you.
Right. More coming up. Hi, Marty Lurie here, KMBR 680. Jackie Robinson Day, always a special day, and good special friend of ours. We see him all the time, and it's Ian Kinsler. Ian, Jackie Robinson, what does he mean to you?
I mean, honestly, it's tough to kind of put that into words, what he means to me, what he means to the game, just the whole historic path of Major League Baseball, and there's just a huge star, right, basically where he started playing in Major League Baseball, and we're obviously all aware of it. We all have the Jackie Robinson Day, and I'll wear 42, to pay our respects for him. But I mean, it's tough to find words to describe what he means. Obviously, just a pathway for so many players and so many great players that we've seen over the years that have an opportunity to play this game, because of what Jackie started. So it's been, it's a lot of fun to watch. It's a lot of fun to wear number 42, definitely.
Ian Kinsler with us. As you're talking, I'm thinking of Hank Greenberg, to Al Rosen, to Sandy, to Sean Green, to Art Shamsky, to you, to Kevin Pillar, and you're in that line of people who have stood up for other people being a Jewish ball player.
Yeah, I mean, it's you definitely, you know, my father's Jewish, and I definitely understand that side of it. I understand what it means to people, and, you know, especially when you're an athlete and you know, that there's some part of you that is Jewish, I think you have to understand it as an athlete. And being able to play a game for a living, you know, there was a time when Jewish people weren't allowed to play sports. So to be somebody along that line, you know, it's another thing that's tough to talk about, kind of like Jackie Robinson, where, you know, it's just difficult to put in the words, and I understand why people think it's so important, for sure.
Come on, it's a big deal, and you said it very well. You're in the lineage. Very important. All right, you're here in San Francisco anytime, and you're here. Of course, someone says, Ian Kinsler is here. Is the ball still sitting on the wall out there?
I don't think it is, man. I think it came off, but they're just the wrong side. It came off the wrong side.
All right, Ian, great to see you as always. Congratulations on having a nice team you got here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader. Hi, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680. Love to celebrate Jackie Robinson Day. Of course, it's April 15th, 1947, the day he broke the color barrier. So much happened after that date of April 15th, 1947. Scott Osler of the San Francisco Chronicle joins us. Scott, Jackie Robinson Day, what does it mean to you? You're an L.A. guy, too.
Well, it means a lot. For one thing, when Jackie was playing in the World Series that year, I'm not sure what day of the month of October the World Series started, but I was being born. I was born on October 2nd of that year. So it just always strikes me that I was alive just after baseball was integrated. You know, shortly, less than a year before I was born, blacks couldn't play in the major leagues, and that just blows me away. I don't feel like I'm that old, and it's just, my God, we came out of the dark ages, stone ages, or whatever you want to call it. That's amazing.
Jackie opened the door not just to African Americans, but he opened the door, really, there were Japanese leagues in those days in the United States after the war, of course, and before the war,
yeah.
The Negro leagues, but everything was segregated other than Major League Baseball. They just wouldn't allow the blacks, anyone of color, to play. But Jackie opened it up, I think, to everybody.
Yeah, and we've talked about this a lot, and it's been in the movies and all that stuff, but just what an amazing integrator he was. You know, it was really tough times, you know, when you look back. A lot of people didn't want blacks to play in the major leagues. A lot of major leaguers didn't want them to come in. For one thing, they were taking their jobs. A lot of those baseball guys were from the South, and they just didn't want any part of that. And for somebody to come in and break that barrier, that's just a crazy courage and grace. It still blows me away to think about it. And every time I've seen his wife a couple times and talked to her once or twice in person, and you get the feeling from her what he must have been like, because she's so special. So.
Yeah. Yeah, also, you look at the Cuban players, the Dominican players came in, the Venezuelan players, and eventually led to Asian players coming in. But the Cuban players actually played in the 40s during World War II because they needed players because they didn't have a lot of manpower. So the Minneapolis team, they brought to Minnesota a whole bunch of Cuban players, and that happened. And then after Jackie integrated, Joe Cambria, the famous scout, got all the Cuban players for the Washington Senators, except Minnie Minoso.
Wow. I was not aware of that, but, yeah. You know, it's funny how that, okay, we'll let Cubans play, but not blacks, and it's crazy. It's nuts.
Yeah, that's the way it was. Well, everyone wears 42, and what I'm impressed with, I must say, I've done a few of these interviews, the young players know him. They know what this means.
Now, does that surprise you, Marty? Because it's my impression that a lot of these young players, you'd say, you know, what about Babe Ruth or what about Reggie Jackson or something like that? And they don't know. They don't know the history beyond, say, 10 years ago. But yet Jackie resonates.
Yeah.
And it just shows what an amazing person he was and what an incredible milestone that is. And the fact is that each team after that integrated, you know, one by one by one. And the last team to integrate, of course, was the Red Sox with Pumpsy Green. Of those, there were 17 pioneers, the guys who integrated teams two with the Dodgers at the same time. Two with the Giants at the same time. But only three of those guys are still alive. One of them is Pumpsy Green, who lives right over here in El Cerrito. So it's that era is passing us by.
Yeah, last thing with Scott Oslo. Always a pleasure to talk to Scott. It's wearing the number 42. That was the big move that baseball made that made everybody aware of it. Because if you wear your own number, it's a pregame ceremony. Maybe you don't think about it. But when you put on that jersey with 42, you got to say, hey, why am I doing this?
That's the deal.
Yeah, you know, people like us who just played in the little leagues and high school and stuff like that, putting on a uniform was special, and it just had this great feeling, and seeing the Major League uniform was special. But I'm sure with a lot of these guys, that wears off. They come in here, and that's their clothing they put on every day. Like, you put your shirt on, and I put my junky clothes on, and it's not a big deal. But I'm imagining that whether it's the black guys, the white guys, the Latino guys, or whatever, when they put that 42 on, they got to look in the mirror and say, this is really special.
Yeah. Boy, well said, Scott. Always enjoy it. Scott Osler of the Chronicle. Scott, thanks so much.
Thanks, Marty.
Very good. Beautiful. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader. Marty Lurie here. Jackie Robinson Day, a very special day in the history of this country and in baseball. Kerry Crowley joins us from the Bay Area News Group. Kerry, Jackie Robinson, a lot of years before you were born, but what does he mean to you?
Well, I think to my generation, Jackie Robinson is one of those figures that you look at and you realize his historical significance, you realize his importance, and you owe him the respect that he deserves for what he was able to accomplish and for breaking the color barrier and having such an important place in this game. And so there are only a handful of figures that played before 1990 that I can say, you know, I know a lot about and I respect this player so much, but Jackie Robinson is always going to be in that conversation. I think the same is true for so many people who've grown up in my generation and who understand the history of baseball and Robinson's place in it.
Of course, the world is different today than it was back then, but can you imagine Twitter and all these things going on about an African-American being in baseball and the abuse not only got as a person, but on the internet?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, it's just impossible to fathom what it would be like for a player like Robinson to have to endure what he did in the social media era. But, you know, you read all about the stories of the players who first broke in and followed Robinson right after the color barrier was broken, and they dealt with so much. They dealt with fan abuse in person. They dealt with having to stay at different hotels than their teammates. And you really just gain such an appreciation for people who dealt with this in person, because they were not anonymous people sitting behind keyboards leveling threats against these players. It was very real, and it was in person. And I think when anyone who understands just a little bit about that, you know, you have the ultimate respect for what Robinson was able to do, not just to be the person he was, but to go out and be the player that he was, too, on top of all of that, because he was a tremendous athlete and a tremendous player as well.
Right. Well said. Kerry, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty.
That is Kerry Crowley. Well said. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader. Hi, Marty Lurie here. It is Jackie Robinson Day, of course, April the 15th, joined by the hitting coach for the San Francisco Giants, Alonzo Powell. Jackie Robinson, I saw him play as a kid. I did see number 42 play. You've heard of him. He means a lot to you. Let's talk about it.
Well, you know, the first thing you think about Jackie is, you know, trailblazer. You know, he set the precedent for African-American players like myself and everybody else. He set the precedent of, you know, taking everything lightly and going out on the field and showing that he was a dominant player. And, you know, I can hear the stories from my grandfather saying about how wonderful Jackie was. And, you know, I was unfortunate not to see him play. But, you know, all the things you heard about Jackie, it's unbelievable.
You know, he opened the door to everybody of color. And eventually in 1972, as he said at the World Series, I won't rest until I see a person of color in the manager's box or the third base coaching box. And he wanted that legacy, too. And eventually Frank Robinson was the man.
Right. You know, he did. You know, Jackie set the tone. He opened the doors for a lot of people. You know, believe me, I'm very fortunate that, you know, Jackie was able to open the doors. You know, now 36 years for me in professional baseball. You know, now we've had, you know, African-American managers, third base coaches, first first base coaches, which is, you know, hitting coaches, yeah. which is, you know, great to me. But, you know, you think of Jackie, you know, not only you think about the person that he was, you know, the wonderful athlete at UCLA, four-sport athlete, you know, unbelievable, you know, Hall of Fame, you know, his character. And, you know, and it's for me, you know, those are things that I try to uphold in my character.
Lonzo Powell with us. A couple of things that I always think about. One, many of his teammates didn't want to play with him. Guys from the South, Bobby Bregan, who went on to fame as a manager and a president of a minor league, Dixie Walker, Kirby Higbee, those are names you don't know, but they eventually were traded from the Dodgers. And then the opponents, my goodness, the Phillies in that movie 42, those are true stories, how they would get on him. You've been around baseball a long time. Can you imagine going through that?
Well, there's no way I can imagine going through that and keeping your sanity and not reacting. And, you know, again, that's another tribute to Jackie not reacting, showing on the field that he was just as good as anybody, regardless of color. And, you know, I couldn't imagine, you know, going through the things that he went through. And, you know, I've only seen it on a minor level, but, you know, I couldn't imagine seeing what he had to go through on a major level.
Last thing for you, you do have experience in Japan. And what I learned just recently, how many Japanese leagues there were in this country the same time as the Negro leagues because they couldn't play in organized baseball. But you played in Japan, but in America, there were Japanese leagues all over the place.
Well, yeah, you know, playing in Japan was, you know, fun for me. You know, it's a great league. You know, a lot of players have come over here and had some tremendous success. You know, it's a really good league. And, you know, I heard about some of the Japanese leagues along with the Negro leagues. You know, I have a lot of books and things that I read on the Negro leagues about, you know, how they barnstormed and played against the major league players in the 30s and 40s. And I think at one time the Negro leagues were so dominant that they banned the major leaguers from playing against the Negro League teams.
Boy, you know your history. Very good. You're right about that. Great to have you on the show, as always. I enjoy talking with you.
Thank you, Marty.
Yeah, very good. Good insight from Alonzo Powell. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader. That's exactly right.